death toll expected to rise. I'm Shelley Adler. Authorities are using cadaver-sniffing dogs to locate the dead as residents of the Hawaiian island of Maui sift through the remains of their homes destroyed by wildfires still not completely contained. Officials raised the death toll to at least 80 and warned that it could rise again as search efforts continued. Now overseas, where shippers have been warned to stay away from Iranian waters over the threat of being seized as U.S.-Iran tensions grow. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Western-backed maritime forces in the Middle East have warned shippers traveling through the strategic Strait of Hormuz to stay as far away from Iranian territorial waters as possible. The forces warn that making such a voyage increases their risk of being seized. The Strait of Hormuz is the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf, through which 20% of the world's oil passes. A similar warning went out to shippers earlier this year, ahead of Iran seizing two tankers traveling near the strait. I'm Karen Chamas.
This summer's heat wave is testing the stamina and resourcefulness at a major Southern youth baseball event. Talk about high heat. At a youth baseball tournament in Louisiana this past week, temps reached 105 degrees, and the heat index topped out at 117. Tim Ward is a Dixie Youth Baseball umpire.
I was on the field, and the heat overcame me. I started having a stiff neck, started getting dizzy, motioned for the umpires to come in and check on me. After that, I couldn't tell you what happened.
Adjustments have been made, according to Commissioner William Wade.
We have a policy where if the heat index gets to a certain point, we take mandatory five-minute breaks every two innings.
This is AP News.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Minute. The noisy streets of Manhattan's Upper West Side have been home to the West Park Presbyterian Church for nearly 14 decades. Today, the building needs millions of dollars in repairs.
It's sandstone. It's fragile. It crumbles.
Ruling elder Marcia Flowers says her small Presbyterian flock that now meets virtually wants to sell the land to developers who will demolish the church and replace it with apartments. Flowers says their dilemma is part of a national trend.
Fewer people are going to church. Fewer people are giving to churches.
But a non-denominational congregation that rents the sanctuary says their church is thriving. Veronica Ade of Lighthouse Chapel International says it's important to them that the church is preserved.
We don't want to be evicted.
To sell the church structure, West Park Presbyterian church leaders must convince the city's Landmark Commission that it's too costly to repair. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Shelley Adler, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio! The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners!
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.